Wyoming News is being brought to you by Powell's Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Former Warland resident Jason Miller received a sentence of 50 to 100 years imprisonment following a sentencing hearing in the 5th Judicial District Court in Warland. Miller, 43, was found guilty of three felonies by a jury of six men and six women on August 27th, which included two charges of first-degree sexual assault and sexual intrusion of a child under the age of 13, and one count of sexual assault and sexual intrusion of a minor under the age of 18. A trial originally began in April, but ended in a mistrial after Miller's mother submitted evidence that had been ruled inadmissible. This led to a new trial occurring on August 26th and 27th, where Miller was found guilty of the three felonies. All three counts carry a penalty of a minimum of 25 years and a maximum of 50 years in prison, which is the sentence handed down by Judge Bobby Overfield Wednesday. The first two sentences are to be served consecutively. The third count will be served concurrently in the Wyoming State Penitentiary in Rawlins. Ted M. Mathill, 45, and Danae Lorraine Chavez, 37, were charged in district court in Gillette after they were linked to the theft of driver's licenses and credit cards, with Mathill acting as what an investigator called the ringleader in a series of mail thefts, according to court documents. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office began getting a series of complaints about checks and driver's license stolen from the mail and used fraudulently. In announcing the arrest of Chavez, Campbell County Sheriff Scott Matheny estimates there were more than 100 victims in the mail theft case.
It's been said when you're driving your pickup truck in Wyoming, you feel like the quarterback leading your football team on a winning drive. I'm Craig Bull, coach of the Wyoming Cowboys. Every pickup driver holds the key to road trip success, a fastened seatbelt. Pickup trucks are twice as likely to roll over than cars in fatal crashes. Taking the time to buckle up every trip is the single most effective thing you can do to protect yourself in a crash. Buckle up in your pickup, every trip, every time, and go Pokes. This message is from the Wyoming Seatbelt Coalition.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
An email that surfaced in the massive theft case against Michael Lynch has Teton County investigators questioning whether the sender is the defendant himself. The letter is signed by a man claiming to be a private investigator, a person the Teton County Sheriff's Office isn't sure exists. Regardless, the email violates a no-contact order that prohibits Lynch from contacting his ex-girlfriend, who is named as a victim in the criminal case against him. The Jackson businessman is accused of stealing upwards of $100,000 worth of high-dollar items from his customers, most of which has been recovered by detectives. The email was sent to Lynch's ex-girlfriend on December 1st when he was out on bond. Previously, when police arrested Lynch on a warrant in July, the officers also arrested his then-girlfriend. But charges against her were later dismissed, and she was named a victim in a domestic battery charge against Lynch. The December 1st email urges the ex-girlfriend not to cooperate with law enforcement. The email read, "The cops seized this opportunity to practice scare tactics on you, which consisted of lies leading you to believe that they could charge you with connections of multiple crimes, how your life would be ruined, falsely leading you to believe Mike is a person you don't even know who's evil," the email says. It also warns, "Keep the cops out of this and the truth will come out." It is signed by a purported private investigator. "We question the origin of the email," Sergeant Clay Platt said. Even if the email was sent by a third party, indirect communication on behalf of the defendant is a violation of the court's no-contact order. The Laramie Police Department is posting a missing teen alert on social media. According to the post, Gary Lee Whitman, 17, has been reported as a runaway. He's described as 5'9", 135 pounds, brown hair, green eyes, and was last seen wearing a yellow fleece coat, blue flannel shirt, black sweatpants, and black Converse shoes. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is urged to contact the Laramie Police Department. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News,
I'm Russ Graham.